Our young Billy went off to Calais for the school French trip this weekend. School trips are great. I found my old diary from when I went on a school trip to Paris about the same age. Back in those olden black and white days, we went on the boat train and the ferry and stayed at a hotel in Montmartre called the Hotel Perfect. What a great name for a hotel. Hotel Perfect. You obviously expected to be like Fawlty Towers. And it was. We went around and looked at the sights, chased girls, and had a fabulous trip away. I've always enjoyed visits to the French capital, but one that has come to mind again recently came about when I was a student. I came into Gare du Nord and went to the hotel kiosk thing to ask about accommodation. Ah, oui, 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 they said. And they sent me off to a cheap hotel somewhere where I was shown into a twin room that already had someone in it. Eh? Yeah, I know, someone else in the room. Okay, hi pal, said this American voice. I hope you're not going to rob me. Well, of course that depends on what you've got, I said. And we laughed. Strange way to meet people, really, isn't it? But we got on well, spent a couple of days tearing up the town, drinking a few beers, pretending to show an interest in the sights. So a year or so later, I stayed with Lenny and his family at his home in New York. His mum was a bit nervous of me, especially when I used some simple English-isms. Oh, thanks, love, I said when she gave me a cup of coffee. Hey, Lenny, is your mate coming after me? He called me love. Don't worry, Mom, he said. You may be cute, but you're not that cute. And that was the last I saw of Lenny Blayfeder, until I got an email out of the blue. He was in London on business, his first visit to Europe since Paris all those years ago, and he casually mentioned at a meeting, does anyone know Timmy Mallett? Well, you can imagine his expression when people said, you know Timmy? And they all started talking about Mallett's Mallett and Whackaday and Itsy Bitsy and other stuff like that, and he went, what? Because, of course, he'd met me pre-fame days. He did the Google search and up came my website, and so he fired off an email. Do you remember when? Of course I did. And so we arranged to meet at Heathrow Airport as he headed home again. Trouble is, we hadn't actually seen each other for years, and I found myself scanning the check-in queues for an American I once bumped into in Paris. How am I going to find this bloke? And yet, actually, it turned out to be really easy to recognise each other, and we spent a good couple of hours chewing the fat, reminiscing and laughing like long-lost mates. And the thing that's weird about all this is that if he hadn't done that Google search or casually mentioned my name in a meeting, we would never have got in touch again. And here's the really strange serendipity about all this, because a week previously, for some strange reason, I'd done a Google search on him. His name had come into my mind for something right out of the blue, no idea what. Anyway, there was just one line saying that he worked in a bank, and I couldn't imagine my old pal Lenny being in a bank, so I dismissed it. And I guess the moral of this story is, if you're looking for old mates on Friends Reunited or whatever, the chances are they're thinking about you too. Isn't that nice? What a nice thought. Hello, old pals. Hope you're doing fine.